Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 30th, and for WVIK News, I'm Aureen Ballou. The COVID-19 patient count at Quad Cities area hospitals has gone up, and more people are in need of intensive care. Hospitals in the Genesis Health System are now treating a total of 53 people for the coronavirus, compared with 42 a week ago. 19 of the current patients are in intensive care, up from 11 last week. That's the highest COVID patient count for Genesis since last December. And Unity Point Health Trinity is now treating 47 patients in Quad Cities area hospitals versus 36 last week. This week, 13 are in ICUs, up from 5 a week ago. And with your help, the Niobe Zoo in Coal Valley will help save another endangered species. Yesterday, it began a 10-day online auction to raise money for a new exhibit that would feature African painted dogs. Zoo Director Lee Jackson says as soon as late next year, Niobe could host a group of six.
They are a highly social animal, so you need to have them in groups so that they can exhibit their natural behaviors. So we want to start with that group, and the group will grow over time. In the wild, they live in groups of 15 to 35 animals.
He says there are only about 5,000 left in the wild in Africa.
They are important components of their ecosystems. They're a major predator. They are right up there with hyenas and lions and leopards as far as how they help control their prey animals that they feed on.
The goal of the 10-day online auction is to raise as much money as possible toward a final goal for the campaign of $400,000. And the legislative architect of Illinois' gay marriage law has announced his political retirement. Dave McKinney has more.
In all of House Majority Leader Greg Harris's 15 years in Springfield, he'll be best known as the driving force behind legalizing gay marriage in 2014, something he's reminded about on an almost daily basis because it touched so many lives.
Literally, it's just profoundly changed things for a lot of people, and people still remember it to this day.
Harris has been the number two House Democrat since 2019 and is Illinois' highest-ranking openly gay lawmaker.
Never did I think that a gay guy like me would ever be in a position like this, and I just hope I've done well by the people of my district and the people of the state.
The Northside Democrat says he intends to leave office when his term ends in January 2023. This is Dave McKinney.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a national vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Katarina Sestaric reports Iowa is one of the 10 states where the mandate cannot be enforced because of the court order.
The Biden administration is requiring healthcare facilities to ensure staff are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th. Violating the order could lead to losing federal funding through Medicare and Medicaid, which would make it impossible for many healthcare facilities to stay in business. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds joined a lawsuit challenging the requirement earlier this month. She says she applauds the court's decision to block the mandate because she says it's an attack on individual liberties. The new court order prohibits implementation of the mandate in Iowa and the 9 other states that signed onto the lawsuit. The vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees is also on hold, but the vaccine mandate for federal contractors is still moving forward. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.
In the Quad Cities today, it's sunny, a high near 52 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 34, chance of rain, possibly even a snow shower. Tomorrow, a chance of rain before noon, otherwise sunny, a high near 56 degrees. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low around 45. And on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. For WVIK News, I'm Aureen Ballou.